Crystal Joy Campbell here. Thanks for joining me in Classical Matters. Can you believe this next topic that we're going to be exploring is probably one of the least talked about subjects in homeschooling? Even I blush, avert my eyes, and change the conversation. Join me as we explore the dreaded subject of PE. I don't want to do this alone, so please stick around. You know, I have been to many, many homeschool conferences, and I have never once heard a speaker talk about this subject. I have researched and have learned so much about classical education, but this topic seems to get very little airtime. And to be honest, I never really wanted to take a closer look at it myself. I would nod my head and agree that physical education, PE, was important for all the obvious reasons, like good health, longevity, and such, but I just wasn't motivated to pursue it or explore it at all. I first encountered PE in the classical model of education as gymnastics. And granted, I had to shift my mindset from thinking of it in terms of the balance beam and the vault to a definition that was more in line with how the ancients thought about it. In ancient times, gymnastics was about the personal development and training of one's own body. It was about recognizing the inherent physical abilities of the human person and training to perfect them. And not just in the first stages of life, but until the end of life. And, well, this was all well and good, but I still wasn't inspired to take it any further than signing up my kids for swimming or sports class. And as I journeyed down this pathway of classical education, I continued to confront a few key concepts, and they compel me to take a closer look at this thing called gymnastics. These are some of the concepts that I'm confronted with. Since classical education is concerned with the flourishing of the human person, then I better know what a human being is and what a flourishing human being looks like. A very essential part of a human being is that we are unified beings of body and soul. We are not just imagination, memory, and soul, not just poetic beings, but we are beings with a body. We are made up of matter, and matter acts upon us. The body and soul are so closely interwoven that to neglect one is to neglect the whole. Both aspects need to be tended to. So I had to ask myself the looming question, am I neglecting the whole because I possibly could be neglecting one part? So this is where our journey starts in finding out exactly what is this thing called gymnastics. Simply put, it is the training of the body, or the mastery over one's own body. We've often heard mind over matter, and it is very fitting for the training of the body. And as educators, we should be saying to our students, I'm looking for you to prove that your brain is in control of your body. But let's break it down a bit more. What exactly does it look like? Well, in the early years, it looks like the development of motor skills, like learning to walk, jump, fall, roll, throw a ball, climb, grasp, pick up and hold. And as we develop, we look to refining those motor skills into fine motor skills, that which helps us to hold a pen correctly or draw and form letters with elegance, that which helps us build accuracy with our jumping, running, and throwing. And as we mature, we look to building greater strength and agility, speed and balance, endurance and flexibility, mobility and grace. So to recap, in the framework of classical education, there are these two bedrocks which raise our awareness of what it means to be human, and they are musical education and gymnastics. Episode 6 and 7 spoke to musical education if you want to go back to those and listen. So these two bedrocks flourish the human person and help us understand more what it means to be human. One through the poetic and wonder, and the other through the physical and discipline. But we all know that the physical passes away and we are not to cling to that which passes away. So there has to be a deeper meaning to why classical education would place gymnastics in such a prime place. Through the diligent work of training and mastery over our bodies, gymnastics perfects the physical virtues. The physical virtues assist us in attaining all the other virtues, the intellectual, the moral, and theological. And if we possess virtue, we are better equipped to perfect our inherent human abilities. And when that happens, we are well on the road to flourishing as human beings. In episode 9, we'll dive deeper into why gymnastics is significant in a classical education. But for now, just remember that the mastery over our bodies teach us and form us in virtue. So here we are, acknowledging that gymnastics in the classical sense is the pursuit of mastery over our bodies, and it is important because it increases virtue. All well and good, but how do we do it? How is it possible to add another thing to our already full plates and tight schedules? Well, you might not like my answer. It's a harsh one. Something has to give. If we currently do not have gymnastics as a prime place in our plans, we need to make changes because the benefits of training the body will pay off not just in the short term, but in the long term as well. What we do, how often we do it, and for how long we do it will vary depending on the ages of our children. But a good starting point is at least once a week, ideally daily. But we have to do something, anything. We just need to start somewhere. From playing catch to stretching, from running around the block to doing push-ups. This does not have to be long. A quick sprint up and down the block takes 5 minutes. A routine of calisthenics or an activity like playing catch or skipping can be limited to just 10 minutes. We just need to start something in our homeschool where we are participating alongside our child in training the body. By this, we model for our students the importance of mastery over our body. We pursue mind over matter and strive at perfecting virtue. And now I have a confession to make. I suck at this. I mean, I really suck. I have never been good at sports. I'm clumsy and often uncoordinated. And I hate the feeling of getting my heart rate up. I've often found doing PE with my children was boring or uninteresting. I'd rather read a book to them or work through a math problem. I would even prefer to practice their math facts with them before I would choose to do any sort of physical activity. And in reflecting on this, I realize a few things. First, that the common reasons why physical activity was important, like greater health and better overall improvement, were not huge motivators for me. But virtue was. And second, I lack physical virtue in so many ways. I don't have much discipline when it comes to physically active things. Let's say I'd rather take the easy road. And these attitudes, this state of mind, has been impacting how I educate classically. And now there is a reckoning to be made. By my commitment to go deeper into the reasons why physical activity, the training of the body, this gymnastics thing, is so important, I'm left with the question, do my actions follow what I believe and profess? If I really believe that perfecting virtues contributes to the flourishing of the human person to be more in the image of Christ, then my actions better follow. If I want that for my children, I should want that for myself too. As an educator, I want to put things in front of my children that are worthy to be imitated. And, in all honesty, I'm definitely lacking in regards to the physical virtues that come from mastery over body. So, here I am, mamas, embarking on a new aspect of my classical education journey by tending to gymnastics in my homeschool. I'm sold on the idea of perfecting virtue. So, I'm making a plan, and starting today, I'm doing something, anything to start pursuing this mastery over the body for my children and for myself. And I'd sure like some company on this journey. Want to join me? If so, leave me a comment on my Facebook page or drop me an email through my website. Both are linked below. And together, we can give gymnastics a prime place in our homeschool. Blessings in the week to come. For more weekly inspiration, direction, and tools to hone your craft, subscribe to Classical Matters so you don't miss an episode. And get the word out there by sharing with a friend and leaving a rating or review. If you would like to leave me a comment, follow me on Facebook and check out my website at www.crystaljoycampbell.com. The links are in the show notes.